right, let's do this. Welcome back to Murder Gymnastics, a wrestling podcast. I'm Mr. Meany, and with me always, my buddy Paul. How's it going, man?
Ahoy, ahoy. I'm doing good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. It's been a while, as always. I'm used to this by now. It's our quarterly our quarterly podcast.
We always plan to be better, but, you know, it's always a last-minute scramble and a hot tag to throw this together, so...
Yep, but at least we get it done before, like, the next WrestleMania rolls around, so...
That's true. So far.
Yeah, that's right. I've got myself a Canadian whiskey here. Are you drinking anything tonight?
I am drinking a Tullamore Dew.
Ooh, that sounds lovely. I think I've had that, actually. Is it just the straight-up regular one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good whiskey. I like that.
It is delish. It's already made me choke and cough once, so you know it's a good one.
I did the same thing. My first sip, I just wasn't ready. And
yep.
Because this is actually, this is 40 Creek Niagara blend.
Oh, nice.
Out of Ontario. It's delicious sipping. But yeah, my first sip went straight to the back of the throat. Bam. I sound like an 18-year-old drinking tequila.
Yep. Me too. And we're not sponsored, but we will take sponsorship.
Hey, I will promote every whiskey out there if they want to give me some.
Whiskey, rum, any booze in Mahal, we are open for that.
Hell yeah. Just no Zambuca.
No, in very low dosages.
Last time I had Zambuca was at my bachelor party, my first one that you were at. And we were at that crazy bar with all the volleyball and the video games. And that guy cheers me with our flaming Zambucas. And he spilled it all over his shoe and his shoe was on fire. Best moment of the entire night. It made my whole night.
I seem to recall somebody knocking some over and the table being aflame too.
That was the same
guy. Luckily. Yeah.
That was the same guy.
Not surprised.
I don't remember his name because I didn't invite him. He was brought by somebody else. And yeah, if he's listening.
Party crasher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he's listening, I'm glad you were on fire that night. Anyway, I guess there should be some wrestling on the wrestling pod, eh?
Yeah, let's talk about some flaming hot wrestling.
Man, there has been so much wrestling since we spoke last. Like, oh my God. And I'm so glad we got it in like now before, because this weekend, there's a whole other WWE pay-per-view. And then the following weekend, there's a whole other NWA pay-per-view. I'm like, fuck, it's lining up.
Yeah, there's always more, and staying on top of it all is a challenge.
Yeah, it is. That's why I figured tonight I'm just going to wing it. I watched a bunch of stuff. I can chat about a bunch of stuff. But I'm not going to break down matches. Like, I'm going to talk a bit about Mania, but it's just going to be more just like what the experience was like watching it and my favorite moments and stuff. I don't want to spend an hour just talking about something that happened a month ago, because we're already roaring into all the next important stuff. So, you know.
Yeah, and I've got some brief notes on 312. I've got
some
really, really brief notes, match by match and stuff like that. Again, like you said, not blow by blow kind of thing, but just general overview, general feelings, and a bunch of other stuff too. So yeah, should be fun.
Sadly, we have to open with a quick RIP to superstar Billy Graham. That was a shame. I knew that his health wasn't great. Yeah, it's always a shame when you hear one of the big names, one of the iconic guys. And it's funny, I never got to watch him wrestle in his prime, because when I started watching wrestling, he was just the really old guy. Like, there was him, Bruno Sammartino, and Pedro Morales. They were like the three, like, they'd say what they did. And I was like, wow, holy shit, they did everything before I got to see them. And then everything I saw was just, they were the old guys. But you know what I've seen of him in the past and in documentaries, he was pretty crazy guy. He had his ride was pretty wild. The amount of times he almost got killed, holy geez.
exactly. In different days for sure. Same with you. Obviously, we jumped into the wrestling land in around the same time. So anything I've seen of him has been interviews and documentaries, and exactly that, him getting crazy heat and almost dying, just leaving the ring, trying to get to his car. And
the parking lot was not a safe place for superstar Billy Graham, especially when he was a heel. It was like, oh man, they're going to murder you. Literally.
Yeah. If you got to your car and your tires were just slashed, it was a good night.
Yeah. Yeah. So RIP to the big guy.
The superstar.
Pretty iconic career there. So, but we'll move on from the sad news. We'll just dive into some wrestling. So yeah, I'm going to quickly, my WrestleMania review right now is going to be fast, because it was a month ago. It was great. So I'm just going to say WrestleMania this year surprised the hell out of me how good it was. The two-night thing, I actually really like that they do it now. I don't want to watch wrestling for 8 hours. the last time they did that, we couldn't believe like how exhausting it was just to get to the main event. You're just like, and I can't imagine being in the stadium that long. So yeah, this two night thing, they can have two main events. You can have like all these different marquee matchups each night, men, women, everyone just getting on display. And it was fantastic. The crowd was crazy. Couple of quick highlights were like, obviously Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, they win the tag team titles, beat the Bloodline. It was as exciting as you expect it to be. I think it's probably the reward that Sammy's going to get. I don't think he's going to get the world title, but if you ask him, I guarantee this is like the greatest way his story could go. And these two guys, two best friends being the tag champs right now is awesome. So they're very entertaining. I'm glad they won. It was excellent. But it wasn't the best match of the weekend because there was some bangers. Gunter, him and his Imperium boys have been doing such a great job in WWE with this like Eastern European, you know, the ring is sacred thing they do is just awesome. And he was in a fucking banger with Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. One of the hardest hitting matches I've ever seen. Like the welts, the bruises, it was just, they were just basically beating the shit out of each other. And
you feel the shots through the TV.
Oh man, it was awesome. It was just, normally Sheamus does this like chest punch thing on a guy holding him over the ring. It usually counts up to 10 or 20. Got up to 29 on Drew McIntyre. And he literally quit. He was like, you could see he was taking them. And then he was like, no, that's enough, man. He just dropped to his knees and fell out of the ring. It was not a fake. He was just like, I can't get it anymore.
I'm done.
It was awesome. So that match was amazing. There was Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg wrestled and beat The Miz, which is hilarious. That was the match when Shane McMahon blew out his knee. I don't know if sent you that. Yeah. So that won't be a classic WrestleMania memory going forward in the future, at least for the McMahon family. It was really, it was really embarrassing to watch. It was, but Snoop Dogg was, he was professional. He managed to like pull a match out of his ass somewhere and get it done. So thank God.
Yeah. You never know how those celebrity matches are going to go. Sometimes they're Rodman and sometimes they're the other Rodman.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but the match of the weekend was Rhea Ripley winning the women's title off of Charlotte Flair. Like I've never seen a better women's match. And I would say it's probably one of the top five WrestleMania matches I've ever seen. So it was just,
oh wow,
absolutely incredible. Flying through the air. That's high praise. The crowd was going crazy. It was just, and now Rhea Ripley, like she's going to just, I told you, she's going to take over. She's going to win a men's title at some point and just, she's unstoppable. As long as she doesn't get hurt, I'm just praying she doesn't get hurt because she's just on a roll. It's fantastic. Nice. So, and then of course, Cody Rhodes didn't win. So in the surprise of the weekend, everyone went, wait, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, Cody Rhodes lost. And I love it. I think it's great that everyone's like, this is bullshit. Fucking, what are you guys doing? It's like, no, this is, you're not supposed to be able to predict it. You're not supposed to know what's mm-hmm. coming. I kind of hope that he was supposed to win. And then they went, nah, you know what? Fuck this. Let's change up the result. Let's throw a curveball. I think it's great. Let's
swerve on everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, reintroducing the segment of if I was in charge of this shit, I wonder now, because I heard this mentioned on a pod and I'm like, if they're doing the hard time story, like his dad went through in the NWA, where he suffered for a year and everything went wrong, no matter what happened, every predictable thing that Dusty was going to, this is finally, something would go wrong. He'd get hurt. The match would be bad. He'd lose. He lost over and over in hard times. When he finally won it, it was this big deal. And I'm like, someone said it on a podcast. I'm like, holy shit. If this is them doing hard times for Cody, because he broke his arm on Monday against Brock Lesnar just in time for their big pay-per-view match. I don't think he broke his arm, but they really sold it. Like I was like, did he break his arm? I don't think he did, but this is just another, like, I think he's going to have injuries and it's just going to be a nightmare year. I don't know if they'll stretch it all the way to WrestleMania. That'd be ballsy, but like maybe at least till the fall, till Survivor Series or something. And then he wins it. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but
that's cool.
And this is not speculation. So I hope that I'm wrong and it's a surprise. Like whatever they want to do, they do. So I just think that would be a really neat story for them to, tell. So,
but it's also updating a classic story that a lot of like newer fans probably have no idea about. And so they'd be experiencing it for the first time, but
totally.
People of that generation would know, and it would be a cool nod and throwback.
Yeah, especially with the dad, with the family
Oh
history and stuff, it'd be awesome. So, but
yeah.
we'll have to see what happens. So, the next they did Backlash in San Juan, Puerto Rico, to follow up WrestleMania, and it was a good little pay-per-view too. I say little pay-per-view; it's everything's little when you compare it to a two-night WrestleMania. So, I won't
Fair
talk
enough.
about too much. It was a great. I sent you that one clip of the crowd for Bad Bunny's entrance. It was just like they sang every word of his entrance. I'm like, holy shit! Like it was amazing, absolutely amazing. So I actually think they fucked up as they always do and have the wrong main event sometimes at a show. That's the main event. It was Bad Bunny. It was Damian Priest. The crowd singing. That should have been how this show ends in that building. And then they had another match at the end, which was Brock and Cody, and like. It was a good, I enjoyed it, but the crowd was already done. Like that was, they already saw their match. They saw their hometown person. So actually they seen both of their home. Selena Vega was out earlier. She's hometown. So it just, yeah, they always do that. They have the wrong main event in the history
We
of
may have
wrestling.
just done a run-in about a WrestleMania that did that too.
We might have done that. Yeah. So it was a good pay-per-view and it led into what we have coming up this weekend, which is Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia. So it's a paper. The rest of the card, I don't even really remember what it is because no one's really paying attention to anything other than Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, and that new World Heavyweight title, the brand new title belt. I'm excited. Some people have been ragging on the title, and I'm like, what? No one can be happy ever. Like no one is ever happy with anything because it's a really cool looking belt. Like it looks like the old big gold NWA belt. It's got diamonds and crowns and what else do you fucking want? It looks great. So
Yeah, I think you sent me a shot of it, and I thought, yeah, that's a really classic looking
yeah.
belt.
So
But
I can't wait. AJ Styles and Seth. Oh man, it's gonna be an like those two guys are like future Hall of Famers. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to see that match. I don't
yeah.
remember seeing them wrestle. It's possible, but it doesn't stand out. So I think, yeah, I think it's going to be incredible. Those two guys are going to fucking bring it. So,
Yep, that sounds awesome.
yeah, that's kind of the WWE wrap up, I think. Oh, and Blood is back, which is really strange. I thought it was a coincidence at first. I don't see how it could possibly be a coincidence now. We had WrestleMania. There was a massive bloody match in a Hell in the Cell. Brock Lesnar was bleeding his ass off at the last pay-per-view. And then Bobby Lashley bleeding on SmackDown, like big time, like
Wow.
huge gash. And I'm like if it's a
That's not
coincidence,
normal.
it's a weird coincidence. I think they're just bringing it back a little bit of, I've never minded some blood in wrestling. It definitely leaves an impact on what you've seen. And even if it goes too far, it's still a year later, you go, "Who, do you remember that match?" Like it's
Like the
memorable.
Kratos gushing from the top of his head
Like
recently.
the Kratos. Gushing from
Kratos.
the exactly gushing from the top of his head. So yeah, so that's it's interesting. It's interesting that the blood is back, with Vince sort of being back, like not really, but sort of. I don't think it's definitely shows to me that Triple H is the one that's calling the shots because he definitely likes a little bit of blood. So
Maybe that's his little nod to the fans of like, I still got you.
and I think it's a response to AEW because they do a lot of blood, right? So they do
Yeah,
like
fair.
oh. Right. Where I don't think Vince would do that. I think Triple H is very aware of, okay, I don't think that, I think they're trying to balance this war a little bit. Like they're trying to, like, they both do different things. And if someone's doing something that's standing out, yeah, borrow a little bit from that. And then you can just both, hello, coexist, give something for everybody. So, yeah, it's good.
Whereas Vince traditionally has always been kind of like, I don't care what they're doing, I'm doing my thing.
Or
So,
destroy. I need to destroy them. We need to destroy them.
seek and destroy.
I'm
Yeah,
sick of that. I'm
exactly.
tired of that attitude. I don't want us destroying all the companies anymore.
Watching NWA working with a bunch of different promotions, like their pay-per-views, they always bring in people from the hometown promotion or whatever. To me, that's not that I grew up watching the territory days, but to me, it gives me the feeling of what that must have been like, where
Totally,
you'd
for
see
sure.
people from other promotions in these super cards. And yeah, and I love that.
I think it's great. I love it
Keeps
too.
it
I think it's really neat.
fresh. It
Yeah.
keeps it fresh. So,
Speaking of NWA, we might as well just dive right in and start talking about some NWA. So, I'm
all right.
mostly caught up. I haven't seen this week's show yet. I haven't seen Power. I think that's the only thing I haven't seen.
Yeah, that's the only thing I haven't seen. That's actually what brought to mind this whole kind of new vibe of the territories as USA's have been the World as a Vampire tour the last couple of weeks. So
Yes.
it's been NWA in Mexico working with AAA.
Yep.
So lots of luchador, which was super fun to see. Super, like, just a really fun environment to see the NWA players outside in front of a bigger crowd, a completely different environment. I don't want
Totally.
to use the bad pun of foreign environment, but
But it is. It's a culturally different environment, right?
yeah.
So it was actually the first thing on my list. I'm glad you dove right in, because that's where at the beginning of 2023 I was like not sure where this company was going.
Yeah.
If NWA can keep this sort of momentum going with how they're displaying their product, I'm gonna be really happy by the end of this year, because USA should be kind of a show on Saturdays that shows a bunch of stuff we don't get to see normally, or stuff that takes place in other countries. Because they're talking about the Australia, they had one in Australia too, and they're going to show that on USA. I'm like, there you go. That's what NWA used to do. They used to show, here's clips from these other big shows you weren't at.
The
And
hidden gems.
that AAA show, like, that was way more entertaining than I thought it was going to be. I
Yeah.
don't know what I thought it was going to be, actually. And I really enjoyed, like, the announcers kind of talking like it was a competition almost. Oh, they
Yeah.
lose, they've lost two. They're down 2-0. They got to get back in this, like you're watching a sporting event or something.
Yeah.
It was fun.
But also the slanted referees, because they had to
Oh,
use
yeah.
the triple A, where sometimes it was like bam, 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 1, 2, 3, and other times, like in the Camille match, it's like, well, she could have had like two counts before the guy even started counting. And so,
I love the biased, incredibly biased refereeing. It was
and the guy
fantastic.
with the broken hand still
Yeah.
trying to ref, I'm like, oh, good luck with that,
Oh
buddy.
man, when he went down to do the count every time, I'm like, oh, that's so awkward.
Yeah.
So if he was on the wrong hip, he had to like cross over, and it was so weird to watch
Yeah,
him do it.
yeah,
But
yeah. It was a bit sloppy at times, but you kind of, I mean, these people aren't used to working with one another, and who knows how the communication in the ring really translates between the two,
it's a
really, right?
live sporting event, right? And
Yeah.
there might be language barriers, there might be all kinds of things.
That's
And
exactly it.
plus that crowd is loud, so it's gonna be hard to
Oh, yeah.
communicate in the ring. I discovered a AAA wrestler that I'm now a fan of, and that was the Cartwheel Joe.
Oh,
No,
yep. Yeah, I think that was it.
Cartwheel
Cartwheel Joe.
Cartwheel. I was like, I'm blown away. I'm like, oh God, his gimmick is cartwheels. And then halfway through the match, I'm like, yeah, man, keep cartwheeling. Like, it was awesome. And he was also
Yeah.
like crazy athletic off the ring,
Yeah.
like bouncing around off the ropes. So yeah, I
Yeah.
met some wrestlers I'd never seen before and heard some names
Yeah.
that I saw guys coming down in masks that I'm like, oh yeah. Like, I know Pentagon Jr., but I didn't know Octagon Jr. And I'd heard the name before, I just never seen him wrestle. So that was fun. And
Yeah.
that was a good
Well,
show.
and Vampiro was like, oh man, that guy's
Yes.
still at it.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
so excellent. I thought that was great. I really hope they do more of that type of thing. Show us, as we said, the USA wasn't a strong show. Show us live events, which are strong shows. That's what NWA does best, is these live shows that aren't scripted, aren't too formulaic the way that show used to be. It
Yeah.
just, Power is great. That's your weekly show with the storyline driven, the lots of promos, and then yeah, on Saturdays, just show us some like fun shit that's happening around the world. It was great. I really liked it.
Yeah, because I hate to say it, but the last couple USAs before they did this, I was looking at the runtime and going, oh, good, it's only 23 minutes.
I did
And
the same thing.
I'd
Yeah.
watch it and I'd still enjoy it, but there'd still be some stuff that I'm like, yeah, lukewarm to. And I'm like, you
Yeah.
should never really think, do I need to watch this?
I know. I know. I was exactly the same. Now, 312, I didn't see the pay-per-view this time. That's the first one I've missed. But they did show on that one Power, they showed a bunch of the matches. So I got to see
Yep.
like sort of the big matches, the highlights of the show. So there was good matches at the
Yep.
pay-per-view. Doesn't look like
Yep.
anything of too con like too big a consequence happened. Like, there was no major title changes, I don't think. Obviously Camille didn't. Obviously Tyrus is still champ. So
Scion lost his title to EC3.
right.
So
Was,
that was the big
yes,
one.
right, national champion.
I've got a note about the pre-card, which is always free on YouTube. It was actually a decent pre-card, but I felt there was a huge disservice to Natalia Markova. I
Oh,
mean,
really?
granted, I'm a little biased in that I think she's one of their brightest stars in the company. I don't care if it's the men's or women's division. She is one of their best performers.
Yeah.
And she was on the pre-card. I'm like, are you kidding?
That's a little weak. Yeah.
I mean, it was an all right match, but I was thinking like I don't know. There was a couple matches on the card that I felt like you could have had her in a higher profile match on the actual card.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. And that's but, that does surprise me because she's been such a workhorse the last like 6 months. She's been in big matches. She's been in title matches. She's been main eventing stuff. So that is surprising and disappointing. Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, they also had Trevor Murdoch and Mike Knox tag teaming on there. So it's not like she was the only notable person. So maybe they just felt like it was an overstuffed show and they felt like offering some up for free, which I guess is smart if you're trying to get people to buy in.
Well, it's also dangling. Like if those people don't have title implications that month or whatever, use them in the pre-show to get people to tune in for free. And maybe you will get an extra 10% of people going, ah, fuck it. You know, we've had some beers, we got no plans, and they pay the fee and they watch the pay-per-view. Maybe.
It was a good pre-card, but yeah, I was just a little surprised, but
totally.
I mean, that's good. And I was glad that, I know you're not a big fan of EC3. I don't mind him because he at least does interesting things on the mic, and I think he's a good worker in the ring.
Yep.
And I think Scion really lost a lot of steam. Like, he came in and he was a really interesting guy and just, I don't know, just kind of became that forgotten champion that you're like, oh yeah,
I know.
That's right.
I still
he's
think
got the title.
There's still potential there. Like, I still like him.
Oh yeah.
But it was like the dad storyline, once it happened, then that kind of ended like what was interesting about him. And it just became like him arguing with his dad. I didn't find that all that interesting. And
no,
like in the ring, like at the AAA show, he had a great match. I enjoyed him a lot. And
yep.
I still think he's going to do good things, but I know exactly what you mean. His momentum is totally stalled. And that's in wrestling means you're going to drop your title. So that's just how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. And then funny, we'd mentioned Kratos. He had a really, really fun match with Yabo the Clown. And my note for this
that was
is
on
the best clown performance since Doink.
So that's one of the matches they showed. I did get to see that one in its entirety. And Jesus Christ, that guy can take a bump because Kratos, that's all that was, obviously, was like Kratos is big and strong. And they're like, and this guy, they must have found him, like he must have been doing crazy shit somewhere. And they were like, can we just do anything we want to you? Yeah, perfect. Kratos, throw him around.
You're in the show.
Because he just tossed him around. That suplex move where he's just like, it's not a suplex. He's just throwing him. He's like, like
half across the ring.
A trebuchet, just like. Yeah.
And they obviously liked what they saw because he's been on one or two shows since. So.
And I don't like clowns traditionally. At all. I think clowns are really fucking weird. But I like this. Like, he's good. Like, I like what he's doing in there. I don't know where it's going to go. I might get tired of him. But now, I'm like, I was impressed.
For the amount that they've used them. And my curiosity has peaked for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, the Battle Royal. I'm just going through my notes. Yeah, they had a Battle Royal for a national title shot.
Oh,
and it starts
yeah.
out with like 20 or 30 people. And I don't know. I've never been a huge fan of huge battle royals because you can't tell what the hell is going on until it gets down to like the last eight, especially when it's different when you start out with two and then, you know, like the WWE does where there's a time increment where,
The Royal Rumble.
The
Royal Rumble. Instead of a battle royal, Royal Rumble.
Yeah. That makes more sense because the fan can follow the action, but when you got 30 people in the ring, especially when half of them are people you haven't heard of, you're like, okay, well, you know, they're on the clock. How long till they just fall out of the ring or whatever? So,
I have this memory of like Andre the Giant winning that WrestleMania 2 Battle Royal, and it's in my head that I like Battle Royals because of that. Because I can watch that Battle Royal right now because it's full of like Chicago Bears and like the Hart Foundation. But regular battle royals, I'm the same. I think I like them until they start. And then I go, and like my wife does not enjoy it the way because it's just like for 5 minutes, it's like, what is happening? This is like, what is going, like, it's not just chaos. It's not even interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Like it's just a jumbled mass of humans bumping into
Yeah.
each other.
Yeah, and you just wait till it shakes out to the final eight, and then you're like, okay, well now you've got four pairs that are beating the hell out of each other. It's on. So yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
and then so and it was interesting because it boiled down to two of my more recent favorites of Odinson and Thrillbilly. I can't.
Yes.
I really honestly can't believe how much of a mark for Thrillbilly I've become.
I don't understand where it comes from either. I don't. I thought first time I saw him, I was like, oh God. Oh no, here we go. And now
Yeah.
he comes out, I'm like, yes.
Well,
Yes.
I think for me, I thought he was part like the third member of like the Country Gentlemen because I feel like
Totally.
they came on the scene around the same time,
I think you're
and they
right.
both had that kind of hick yokel theme to their characters. I'm not a fan of the Country Gentlemen.
No.
Like they're okay, they're fine, but for me, there's no draw there. But
Best review of all time. They're fine. Can't wait
there's.
to see their next match.
Yeah. But yeah, Thrill Billy. Yeah, put me on that thrill ride, baby.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. And then women's TV title match. You nailed it when you said, like, okay, they have this match, and clearly they've known they're doing this for a long time. And call, what does the winner get?
Fucking trophy.
Right. And the promise of you
And
get to
trophy.
design the belt. It's like,
I was gonna
yeah.
save this for my what's
Tap
making me
out.
tap out right now, but I can't stand this storyline that it's not a story. You didn't get the title belt ready in time. Just admit you don't have the belt ready. There's no way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's the dumbest story. She's not gonna
Yeah.
lose the title she's designing. So
Yeah.
why is she even defending it if it's not made yet? I hate
Yeah.
this. I hate it. I
Yeah.
hate it.
Yeah.
And it
But
sucks because I really wanted the women to have a TV title. I'm excited about that. So
Me too.
fucking
And two of my
God.
favorites were in this match. You had Kenzie Page, which I love. Max the Destroyer. They are awesome. And the match was exactly what you figured it would be, where it was Kenzie Page surviving Max the Destroyer because they are a force. They are going to fucking tear you apart. And that's what happened. And I'm like, that was a good survival match. And then yeah, handed the trophy. I'm just waiting for Bad News Brown to break it over Bret the Hitman Hart's back.
They could have had the trophy at the pay-per-view and then had an award ceremony on the next Power where they award her the unveil the belt. Yay, I'd be
Yeah,
fine with
yeah,
that.
yeah. But
But
here we are a month
no,
later, and
right?
there's yeah. So
And
yeah.
then they're gonna bring out the title belt, and then someone's gonna steal the trophy and claim that they're the TV champion, and then they're gonna have to fight to get the trophy back.
No, they wouldn't do a storyline like that, would they?
And then Bobby Fulton will come out, and Collier will turn off his TV and swear, have another fucking whiskey.
So what you're saying is Bobby Fulton drives you to drink, literally. All
I used to love
right.
Bobby Fulton. I used to love the guy. But I don't want to see him on my show anymore.
I was never a huge Fantastics fan. They were kind of that white meat baby face bland team that was, they were fine.
Or I was trying to be nice. I never liked him either, but now I don't want to see Bobby Fulton on my TV anymore. Please go away,
No,
Bobby
no.
Fulton.
No, he's overstayed his welcome.
And the fixtures can go get in the van and go live down by the river.
Then after that, Kerry Morton versus Joe Alonso. This is actually a good match. It's obviously for the World Junior Heavyweight. Morton did a good job of playing the battered champ, and again, kind of a survival match where I haven't really had the strongest impression of this Joe Alonso guy, but he put on a good show,
Yeah.
so
From what I've
no
seen,
complaints.
yeah, he's got skills.
Yep. Then Tom Latimer versus Bully Ray. This was weird where the match was okay, but then midway through the video and the audio got garbled, so I
Oh.
wasn't sure if it was my feed or if it was a disruption in my internet service. So I went back two or three times and no, it was same exact thing both times. But yeah, it
Whoops.
was just kind of one of those things where Bully Ray just pushes Tom Latimer's buttons and he just explodes and DQ and
It's what you
it
expect
was
from
kind of
a Bully Ray match.
yeah.
I like Bully Ray, but also, he's Bully Ray.
Yep, exactly. Used in the right way, Yeah, he's great.
And
But
not
yeah.
too and not too much. Don't overdo Bully Ray, and he's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Then after that, it was our boys, La Rebellion versus Magnum Muscle, which is Dax Draper and Big Strong Mims.
Ah, yes.
I'm not the hugest Dax Draper fan, but put him with Mims, and I love Mims, so
Me
that
too.
helps him out a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, it was good. There was some fuckery at the end from Blunt Force Trauma, which they've grown on me as a tag team too.
Me too. Now that they got rid of the question mark sort of part of that gimmick, it's much better now that it's Aaron Stevens managing these two monsters, and it's good. I actually don't. When they first were coming out, I was kind of groaning every time they came out. Now I'm like, it's much better, and they know how to wrestle this gimmick now, because neither one of them were really that good at it at first with the masks, and they had an awkward style. I think they're both doing well now. So,
Well, and I think it was a stroke of brilliance putting Aaron Stevens as their mouthpiece
totally.
because he is a genius on the mic.
Oh yeah.
And just for him to be the mouthpiece for these two guys that are there to kick the shit out of you and they don't really care about talking on the mic, that's a match made in heaven for me. Like, I think that is a stroke of
Agreed.
brilliance.
I love
And
the
they,
loaded glove thing, but they got to be careful with how they're using it, because sometimes they're kind of dumb when they use it, and it kind of bugs me. They had twice now he's been in matches or instances that were no disqualification, and they made a big deal about him hiding, loading the glove and hiding it from the ref. And it's like, it's no DQ. Who gives a shit? What do you like? That doesn't
Could
like
have two
that's.
loaded gloves on. Who
Right?
cares?
Like that, everyone can have a loaded glove. That doesn't make any sense. So the wrestling is brilliant, but it's got to make sense still, even if it's madness. I don't want to pick holes when I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Why are you hiding your fist from the ref? Why is the ref checking it now? This doesn't matter. Like, so yeah. But I like the glove. It's funny.
Exactly. And it's a throwback to some old storylines. Like, I
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Ted DiBiase in Mid-South had a loaded glove. And I mean, it's that
Jim Cornette and
storyline's
his
been done.
bloody tennis racket, right? The loaded tennis
Exactly. Like,
racket.
it's been done a few times and done really well. And hey, anytime you get Aaron Stevens involved, I'm happy.
Yep.
And exactly what I said, like him on the mic, it's
Oh, yeah.
brilliance.
Oh, so good.
Then after that, it's oh, and our boys retained, thankfully.
Yep.
Then after that was Camille versus La Rosa Negra, a newcomer. This kind of stunted the streak of Camille stealing the match of the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And it was just La Rosa Negra. I think she's got experience, but she just, there were times in the match where she literally didn't look like she knew what she was going to
Right.
or needed to do next. So it was fine. It was an okay match. It just wasn't the match of the pay-per-view, which I think for
Yeah.
the last number we've been banging the table for Camille having the match of the pay-per-view.
Well,
So
it's not ideal to debut somebody against Camille at a pay-per-view. I think that's a mistake. That doesn't, like, if that's the case, then it should be a squash, right? If they're going to debut someone against the champ, they're always trying to make the people look good right away on NWA. It's one of the weaknesses that Billy has, is they want to debut someone every time and make them look amazing against someone great, and that makes no damn sense. So the new person needs to come in and either be squashing just jobbers, right? That's what a new person's supposed to do. They come in and just destroy people you've never heard of. Or if they're fighting someone really good, they got to get beat easily. Otherwise, it's like, oh, so Camille's not so good, she can't beat this new person? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So I thought that was a bit of
Well,
a
and
mistake. So.
I felt a much more enticing matchup would be against Natalia Markova.
Totally.
I mean, why wouldn't you put her in there?
Even though they've
Or,
wrestled before, it doesn't matter. Like, no one's gonna be like, I'm sick of seeing two good wrestlers wrestle together. No. No.
And it's not like they're doing that week to week to week, and you could have a
Exactly.
storyline to the return match is sometimes just as good or better than the original match, right? So
In
you can
WWE, they'll
work
have
that.
the same main event of this of a pay-per-view, like three pay-per-views in a row. If it's a good enough rivalry, it goes for 3 or 4 months. That's not a problem. So.
They have legendary trilogies in the history of wrestling. So
Exactly. So.
I don't know. For me, it was a missed opportunity. It was okay, but yeah. And then after that, just to wrap up the 3-1-2 talk, Tyrus versus Chris Adonis. Tyrus, as we've talked on this, has really grown on me over the years.
Yeah, me too.
Chris Adonis, he's I really like him
I
too,
love
and
him
I
too.
felt like he's
Yeah.
underutilized.
Yeah.
And it was a fun match where it really just featured they're focused on could, Chris Adonis get the master lock on him. And I thought it was a brilliant move to actually have that play into the finish in that it
Yeah.
looked like he had Tyrus in it, but then Tyrus rolled him on his back and got the pin. And I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
that's clever. That's
I
good.
thought it was a
That's
good
good
finish
finish.
too. Yeah.
So
And it was very
yeah.
different for Tyrus in NWA to have that type of finish. I hadn't seen that
Yeah.
before.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, all in all, it was a pretty entertaining pay-per-view, some hits, some misses,
Yeah.
but yeah, not their best, not their worst.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I did notice during one of the powers that they have that NWA replica belt commercial, and it's not Nick Aldis anymore. I
No,
couldn't help
it
but
is
notice.
not.
I couldn't pick
Yeah.
out the voice. I recognize it, but I don't know who it is. But
Yeah.
clearly, that is a sign of the times right there. So,
Yep, it
fine.
sure is.
Times are changing. Speaking of
Yep.
times changing,
Yes.
Danny Deals on commentary.
Yes.
I am very surprised at how happy I am about this.
Yes.
I hope that this is not just a trial. Velvet's
Velvet.
great. She might be great at other things. I'm not.
Yes.
She's had a long time to get great at commentary. I don't think it's her. I don't think it's her thing. Maybe if she was doing play by play, like she should almost be the main announcer because she's really good at that. But she's not good at just being color and sort of supplying some additional information. She's kind of hijacks what's going on.
She
Danny Deals is
steps
just,
all over it.
yeah. Danny's just making jokes. That's what a
Yeah.
color guy is supposed to be making jokes, making funny little,
Well, and you've
replies
said it
and.
for a long time that when it was Velvet, Joe, and Tim, they're all babyface commentators.
Yes.
So there's nothing really stirring the pot, right? Whereas, yeah, Danny Deal's in there. And yeah, it's just a good mix. I think Velvet's good one on one with Joe, but in a three-person booth, yeah, that makes me want to tap out because
Right?
yeah, he
Totally.
steps all over what other people are trying to say, and yeah, I like her and I want her to be included, but yeah, in some other capacity, I think.
And of course, that's going to bring us to the Crockett Cup. That seems to be the next big thing for NWA. I love the Crockett Cup. Even when things aren't going great in the NWA, you can always count on the Crockett Cup. Tag team wrestling all weekend, two nights. Can't wait. So that's going to be awesome.
And they're doing a good job of building it up too.
Yeah.
Like they're showing promos in the shows, but they're also introducing some of these other teams that you might not know.
Totally.
Whereas I've found in years past, it's just kind of like you're essentially getting introduced to them as they're coming up to the
Exactly.
ring, and you're
The
like,
night
oh,
of, yeah.
okay.
Like to me, it's a tournament that it's fun to have your pre-established teams. It's fun to have visiting teams from other promotions because I love that they're doing that. There's AAA guys coming over, which is great. But then
Yep.
it's fun to like, okay, you need to fill up the tournament. You need to have whatever 26 teams or whatever it is. So
Yeah.
it's fun to have the single wrestlers all, oh, hey, buddy, let's team up or like have certain people team up. And the whole thing they did with Chris Adonis and Tyrus being a team, or are they not a team? Like it was cute how they did that. I thought it was a
Yeah.
fun little cheesy story. So I like
Yeah.
that. Now,
Trevor Murdoch and Mike Knox, I think, could be a
oh yeah.
formidable type because Trevor Murdoch's kind of been irrelevant since he lost his title the second time. Like they haven't
A
really
little bit.
figured out what they
Well,
wanted to do with him.
he's the kind of guy that knows his role, right? So
Yeah.
you have to be able to trust Trevor Murdoch will come out and have a great match. That's his role right now. So you can't always be the in title contention. You can't always be the champ. But something that Nick Aldis clearly didn't want to do, you have to be able to be a consistent guy that's going to come out every, like it's what Seth freaking Rollins has done for the whole time I've watched it. He's champ. And then when he's not the champ, he still is out there every time. He might lose over and over again. It doesn't matter. It's not actually about winning and losing. It doesn't matter. So it's about the matches, the stories, and just like showing up every time. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes, 30 minutes. It doesn't matter how long your match is. Show up, give 100%. We'll see it. Trust me, we'll see it. And
Yep.
Trevor Murdoch never lets me down. Like he
Nope.
always sells. He always shows his emotions. He always does a great job. So I like that he's been taking kind of this role of like keeping the thing going. If there's no strong stories at the moment, he'll come on and do something. Or if he's just a filler match in the pre-show, he'll do it and he'll do it well. So,
Yeah.
and Mike Knox, I wasn't a fan at first, but I'm starting to get over there.
Yeah.
He's winning me over a little bit.
Yeah, because he just kind of got stuck in the Matt Cardona stuff where it was essentially just his meathead lackey. I guess he didn't come in that way because he came in attacking Trevor Murdoch at a publicity event or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that adds a layer to this whole tag team thing. But yeah, at first I was like, is this a bait and hook where he's just going to turn? But it might be legit. And he's kind of winning me over a little bit too. So it's fun.
Early favorites for the title for the Crockett Cup. Can you look past Max and Judas? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see that coming, putting them together like that, but I love that. And like, Judas, I didn't like him at first either. And he's won me over as well. Like, I think he actually has figured out who he is. He's figured out how to wrestle. You know, I'm a big fan of Giants, and I don't think they always do it well. Like, not every promotion handles a giant well. And I don't think sometimes you don't even know how to be the giant. Judas, I don't think, had it all figured out at first. He's got it figured out now. And I really enjoy what he does. And him and Max, like, Max is just unbelievable. Like, I don't think they can't give them all the titles. Otherwise, they would. They already would have Camille's title. They'd be a tag. Just give them all the belts, right?
Every single title.
But they've been losing and losing in ways where it actually, I believed it, because I didn't think there was a chance they would lose the TV title match, but they did like the David Goliath thing, and it actually, they pulled it off. You're right. It was all surviving, and then get the win at the end. It actually was very believable. So I can't wait to see these two. I'm predicting they'll, because La Rebellion don't have to win the Crockett Cup. Like, they're already tag champs. In fact, the champs should lose in the tournament. They shouldn't win.
It's boring if they just end up winning the tournament again. Like, that's not what it's for.
No,
it's for, and the NWA has a good depth of roster, and like you said, like, throwing some of these teams together that you're not expecting, because like you, I didn't see this coming. And these two can make noise. Judas caught that kind of big push when he came in, where he was looking like he was going to be that indestructible, immovable object, and then kind of part of the miserably faithful, like the enforcer, I guess, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Like, it took a bit for him to kind of figure out his deal. And I think it's a perfect pairing. They're gonna make some noise.
Agreed. Yeah, I can't wait. So, and hopefully the results of the Crockett Cup don't end up like last year, where they had that. I don't know if we ever get to find out what happened with Harry Smith, but we had the Commonwealth Connection win the Crockett Cup, which I still was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I was shocked when that happened last year. It was good, but I just did not think those two were going to win it. And then they won it, didn't they?
I thought the Briscoes won it.
Oh, shit. Or was it the year before?
I think it was the year before.
Oh, they won the tag titles.
Yes.
At the pay-per-view, at the Crockett Cup.
Yes.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
They won the tag titles. Never mind about the Crockett Cup part of it. But I stand by. What happened with Harry Smith? What happened? I still wish I understood why he just vanished with one of the belts. And we never saw him again.
Well, and his partner's no longer around either. Like, he was there for a little bit. And
I was following Harry Smith on Instagram. He was still wrestling, but not in America.
Oh, I saw him. I saw him shortly after that at a local
in
promotion.
Person, yeah.
That I'm like, okay, yeah.
He's baffling.
He's okay.
He must have been a falling out or something, or I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
or maybe maybe he, personal reasons or whatever. I don't want to speculate. Could have been something happened. So,
but you're right. It's too bad because he was doing a great job and we were both really enjoying seeing him. And then, just into the ether.
Maybe on dark. What's that wrestling show with the dark stories? I can't remember what's called.
Oh, Dark Side of the Ring.
Dark Side of the Ring. Maybe we'll see a Harry Smith story. What was I gonna say? Oh. So Sal and the Gimp with their whole mask versus hair thing. So remember how annoyed I was that they had a match for the hair or the mask that ended in a count out? Like, I still think that was really stupid.
Yeah, I do.
At least they made up for it by having an actual match, an actual winner. But what I don't like about hair matches, they never properly shave the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time you see them, they're bald. And I get it. That's how they have to do it. But the hair matches, it's always a letdown because it ends and you're like, oh, they're going to shave them. And it's like, oh, they're just going to trim like a couple hairs and then
a streak down the center of their head. And that's it.
Cause that's not how clippers work. You don't just clip through full long hair. It doesn't work that way. You have to trim it down and then buzz. Like, come on, I do it every month. So, yeah. Anyway,
a regular Brutus the Barber beefcake over here.
But seeing, seeing Sal bald, it actually is a good look for him, I think.
I agree.
He looks a lot better.
He did kind of fun, crazy shit with his hair from time to time, but yeah, I agree. It's a lean, mean look he's got going on now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to introduce a quick little segment for the NWA that I just invented. It's called What's Hot and What's Not. I'm going to say What's Hot. Alex Taylor is a wrestler I think is actually going to leave the NWA at some point and go somewhere else, because he's actually like, I think he's really good. I think he's good in the ring. I love his gear. I like his promos. I see great things for him. And I hope it's in the NWA, but he might end up going somewhere else. We'll see what happens.
Kind of like
but
Colby Carino, who is always like the guy that was on the cusp and had to leave.
And Colby hasn't, he's in NXT and we haven't seen him yet, because you go to developmental and you're there for, you could be there for a year before you ever get in the ring. They take that shit so seriously. So
that's good though.
Oh yeah. You have to learn how their TV works. Like it's a, there's no NWA. You can tell you can sort of,
you know, on the fly
by the seat of your pants, not in WWE. So yeah, I think he's hot. I also think Kratos is just on fire every time Kratos comes out now. Cause for a while there, again, another wrestler in NWA, I wasn't sure I was liking when he was with Aaron Stevens. His gimmick was just kind of boring. He came out with that mask on and he was just big, mean. I didn't find him very interesting. Now I find him very amusing. I saw him in New Japan. He was interesting. Yep. Everything he's got kind of like a swagger. Like he's having more fun. You can see on his face, he's having a good time. So I think Kratos is hot. I think he's doing great. And then my knots right now, Fixers. I'm done. I don't want to see them anymore. I'm sick of the Fixers. They were cute at first, but their gimmick is so loud and annoying and repetitive. I'm just tired of it now. It bores the hell out of me. And I hated that title thing so bad, the USA title, the tag belts. So hopefully that's gone with Bobby Fulton. They can all disappear up the mountains and go, bye, bye, Fixer. Bye, Bobby Fulton. So I just had to get that off my chest. I feel much better now.
Well, I can't disagree with any of that. I'm a mark for the Fixers, but I just think that they just... I just think it's a case of sometimes they let certain stories linger too long, where it's like, oh, this is fun. It goes from this is fun to that was fun. And
they just don't have any, there's nothing else they can do. They come on, they go, ah, Fixer. They yell and that's it. Like there's really nothing.
They're good in the ring and they're kind of goofy and fun, but
but maybe less of the yelling promos and just get them into some storylines, some actual I want to beat you up. Oh yeah, I'm going to beat you up. Have some matches. I don't need to have goofy stories and all the, trim that back a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest, I totally understand it's part of their character, but it's pretty empowered. Like it works. Like when I see Kenzie Page and it's the attitude of her, it works because it's very punk rock in your face. And I get that. That was her shtick with Ella Envy, and she does it too, but it's all the time. Like, it's yelling all the time, and it's like, okay, like, pace yourself.
Right, but it'll get old too if they don't find the right way to continue it going.
Like, they had their return match in 3-1-2, which I think I forgot to mention, where they had that quick title change where they got, you know, they had the title for like a minute. They had a solid match with M95, who were the title holders. Solid, but yeah, I think exactly that, like, pace yourself, know when to do the yelling and when to like dial it down, and it's much more effective, because at some point, if you're just yelling all the time, people tune you out.
Agreed. I got nothing else for NWA, I don't think. Yeah,
no, I think we covered all the basics, really. I mean, yeah, it's now the build for Crockett Cup, which I'm stoked for too. That's a legit great two-night card, and I look forward, I always look forward to seeing my old favorites, but then like you said, getting introduced to teams that I've never seen them wrestle, so let's do this right.
Exactly. And it gets pretty chaotic too, which I like. So it'll be fun. So as far as my pushes this week or this month or this quarter or this year, whatever we're talking about, LA Knight I think LA Knight is gonna have a good year this year. And they just haven't found the story for him in WWE yet because he's on SmackDown now. He comes out. He doesn't have to do the chant anymore. He just points his fingers and they go, L.A. Knight. And they go, nice. Yeah, all by themselves. He doesn't do it anymore. He doesn't have to. So they haven't found the right story for him, but they're going to, because that's how wrestling works, especially WWE. They love just, oh, wait, let's strap the rocket to that guy. Right?
Yeah.
So they know it. They just got to find the right. It's tough with the big titles right now because it's all about Roman. It's all about the bloodline. Like, this story is sort of, no one's going to take that title right now. That's just, we know that. But they're bringing in this other title that they're Seth Rollins and AJ are fighting for. That's on the other show, so LA Knight can't go for that either. So for him to get over, if it's in the title picture, it'll have to be the United States title, which is fine. It doesn't even have to be that, though. It's not all about titles in wrestling. He just needs a good story. He needs something to fully get over. So I wouldn't say he's over yet, but he's got people. He's got a fan base now. So I think that, so I'm giving him a big push. Pretty Deadly, you don't know them. They're these wonderful Brits in their crop tops. They have fabulous hair. They never stop joking. They just crack me up. They crack Margo up too. They're the dandy highwaymen, they're called. They are just, they're obnoxious and they're funny. And they met at like a British fashion show. They were both on the runway and they came, seriously, they were both indie wrestlers, but at a fashion show. And they got to the end of the runway and they looked at each other in their crop tops. And they both went, yes, boys, we should be a tag team. Like, it just, they just became friends like instantly at a fashion show. And they just keep rolling that gimmick. It's just so funny.
Fun.
Everything they do is hilarious. So I'm giving them a push. And then my girl, Io Sky, from Japan, wrestling in WWE, and I think she's going to be a star. Like, she at the pay-per-view in San Juan, she was supposed to be the heel fighting Bianca Belair, the babyface, and it was Hogan and The Rock all over again. The crowd started booing Bianca every time she did anything, and they were cheering Io so loud, and like, even the announcers were like, I don't know what is happening right now, but the crowd is completely cheering for Io Sky. Like, there's just something happened, and they picked a side. It was fascinating because nothing in the story dictated that should happen. It was fascinating. So
that's awesome. I love when.
Oh, I love that too. It's just, yeah, that's wrestling right there. And I hope that I'm sure Triple H will recognize that. You have to go with that clearly because she's a heel. And I think that's a sign that we need to have a turn. There needs to be a babyface turn here because I think she's going to have a big year. So those are my pushes. Nice. What do you got?
For push, I mentioned it earlier, Aaron Stevens is the mouthpiece for Blunt Force Trauma. I think that's a brilliant move because they really were trying to figure out where to piece him in since he doesn't really wrestle too much anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's just a maestro on the mic. So that is the perfect fit for him. And then the other push I have is for the local promotion, Dungeon Wrestling. Just recently started pumping out videos on their YouTube channel.
Nice.
I really want to go to a show. Well, actually, last year I went to, they had an outdoor event called the Romero Rumble.
Nice.
And that was my first experience with it. And it was super fun. Actually, Harry Smith was in attendance there. He actually had the title and came out with like the classic Stu Hart, like old school Stampede Wrestling title.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And he was actually, I can't remember who he was wrestling. Anyways, super, super fun promotion. But yeah, now they've started to really push their YouTube channel. And they've got I shared it with you, they've got a Chris Adonis versus Nick Aldis, because Nick Aldis is now their title holder. He's got
the champ, right? Yeah, that's right.
And they just do a great job of making the venue look old school, the lighting and everything. Like, it's inviting. It looks great. And check out any of the matches that they've posted on their YouTube channel. It's phenomenal. And just speaking of all this, just another side note, we now know he's chosen sides. He's wrestling for Impact. So
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. His wife wrestles there too. So not too big a surprise.
I've checked out a little bit of Impact and it's not bad, but I'm just starting to get into New Japan. So it's really hard to start two brand new promotions at the same time.
There's only so many hours in the day, my friend.
Yep, there are, but
like I could watch wrestling all day if someone would pay me, goddammit.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't.
They don't. It's not fair.
Nope. But yeah, no, I'd say my big push is for Dungeon Promotions. They're
Awesome.
they're killing it. They're really making their presence known locally, and yeah, I cannot wait to check out a live event.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mentioned a few tap outs earlier. The other things that are making me tap out right now, one is Ronda Rousey in WWE. I've done. I've had enough. She can go. She's dangerous. She is so reckless in there. I don't know if she's putting in the work that other people are. I'm not going to judge that because I don't know, but I'm just going to say as an observer, it doesn't seem like it. So she's very sloppy in there. I'm worried she's going to hurt someone because she's literally a dangerous person. Like, she's a professional fighter, and it's just not working for me. I don't find that there's the matches are never a good match. I'm never excited. And that's just when you hear the music and you go, ugh, like every time I groan. So it's, I got to tap out on Ronda. She's, I was in at first. I'm out now. It's over. And the other thing, I talked about Giants earlier. So I'm tapping out on the introduction that the NWA did for that beast mode guy. What the hell are they doing with that Giant? He's the one of the biggest wrestlers I've ever seen. Do you see that he had that debut against Trevor Murdoch? He's like seven feet
Oh,
tall. And in his first
yes.
match as a Giant, he gets knocked down, slammed, and pinned. So bye. You've just killed your Giant. There is no story then. Because if you're a
Well,
Giant, it's supposed to take them a month to knock you down the first time.
yeah,
No one
it's
should be able
supposed
to
to
slam
be
you.
monumental for you to get
Yes.
knocked off your feet.
No one should slam you until you're in the main event of a major pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And you should not get beaten in your first. I was like, well, what are you doing? They're all athletic wrestlers and they can all do whatever. That's not how you're supposed to sell it, though. You're not supposed to sell the Giant as just being a normal wrestler who flies. No, it was horrible. I hated it. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, and he's paired with Daisy Kill, and that's a guy I can see potential, but they need to polish that turd a little bit, I think,
I'm
because
glad
yeah.
you could see potential. I only see the turd, so.
Well, yeah, the little sing songs
That's
and
not
whatnot
nice. I
before
know
the
that's not nice,
match.
but
Eh, we're
I
not
haven't
paid to
seen.
be nice.
No, I'm not. I'm not paid at all. Pay me and I'll be nice.
But yeah, no, I agree. They went away. I wouldn't be heartbroken, that's for
Exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
My
Oh.
quick tap out, I fully agree with you that this Bobby Fulton angle, I was not a Fantastics fan to begin with, so there was no nostalgia buy-in for
I
me.
know.
And I'm like, okay, well, let's see where this goes. For a week or two, I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
this is kind of fun. And then it's like, oh, he's not going away. Oh, they're still doing, and it's like over a month later, and it's like, oh, really?
Someone stole
Now.
my jacket. Can you help me
Yeah.
find my jacket? I was like, is this elementary school that I'm watching now? What the fuck is going on
Yeah.
here?
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, we'll tag team that tap out because yeah, I agree.
Beautiful.
That is
Beautiful. Yeah.
something that needs to go the way of the dodo, I think.
Way of the dodo. Yes. Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, where on the socials can they find you, Paul?
Why We See Movies on all forms of social media, Facebook for the old people, and Instagram for the not as old people. And if anybody uses Twitter still, yeah, on there too. How
Beautiful.
about you? Where can the people find you?
We're at Mr. underscore Meanie on Instagram, and now we're at Mr. Meanie, all one word, on the TikTok. I have discovered the TikTok and I like the TikTok. It is Margot got me on there this week, and it's fun. And because it's brand new, you get to start from scratch with the social media. And so my TikTok when I go in is wrestling, Star Wars, cats, Star Wars, wrestling, Star Wars. I'm like, this is fantastic. Right now, I'm a big fan of the TikTok. I think it's really I get it. It's really amusing. It's really fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have not tried the TikTok yet, but who knows? Hell will freeze over someday. Who knows? Maybe one day our wrestling podcast will be on the TikTok.
I should probably start promoting it on there. I should probably start doing videos. That was fun, man.
That was awesome.
Always a good time. My whiskey is gone. My glass is empty.
Yeah, mine
But
is near the bottom. So yeah, it's been a good chat.
it's also almost midnight out here in Montreal, and that means it's almost time for bed. So,
Yep.
and hey, you know the question, Paul.
Yep.
If people
If
out
you
there got nothing to do, what should they do?
Go watch some wrestling.
Yeah. All right, bud. Talk to you soon.
Hasta luego.
All right, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye.